I want to get your take, first and foremost, Robert, on this Iranian situation. This verbiage that they're going to announce a punch that will leave the West stunned. That could be anything, couldn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, Iran has the same problem that a lot of developing countries have. They need an enemy. You know, if they don't have an enemy, then people pay attention to the government. And as you notice, the Iranians have been paying a lot of attention to their government. They're not happy. So they're trying to ratchet up the tension. And, of course, we're helping them with this nuclear program or this supposed nuclear program. So I think you'll see a lot of harsh words and fireworks, but you won't see a lot of action.
I mean, the day is in Iran today, as they all wake up in the wee hours now. They've got to do something. Is it just going to be verbiage?
Well, they can't. I mean, you know, the interesting thing about Iran, you know, it's a very interesting country. It has a history of actually being persecuted and being almost wiped out. It's not really a bellicose nation. It talks a good game, but it doesn't actually do much. I mean, the last major war they had was with Iraq, and they did that for 10 years at a stalemate.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, they got a very old-fashioned Soviet-type military, which our Navy and Air Force would love to take on. And their real strength is really through terrorist groups like Hezbollah. They can create a lot of havoc for people in a non-traditional way. But ultimately, if they push too hard, you know, we're going to launch a lot of missiles offshore from carriers and submarines or whatever. So they know what the penalty is for going too far.
I mean, they are increasing their uranium enrichment. They've, you know, told the United Nations, we're not stopping. And so I assume they will get weapons-grade uranium pretty soon, won't they?
Yeah, but, you know, it's how far they're going to push it, because the second, I mean, within minutes of them introducing the capability to launch nuclear weapons, both Israel and the U.S. will wipe that facility out.
Two camps out there, Robert. One says, we have to watch the Iranians. We've got to do something about this situation. There's another camp out there that says, come on now. This is warmongering. They're not going to do anything. We're the ones creating the problem. How do we look at this?
Well, it's both. We are creating a problem. We're training insurgent groups. We're lighting off bombs inside their country. We're causing all kinds of friction. You saw that last sort of Twitter campaign or
yeah,
Internet campaign. You know, that's all helped by our secret agencies that want to give voices to those people. Now, the interesting thing was the media went crazy with that stuff. They never actually checked their sources or tried to figure out if this was something foisted on them. But we are slowly, slowly tightening the pressure on Iran, and we're slowly trying to find traction to overthrow, you know, the somewhat draconian government they have.
And, you know, those that are uprising in Iran right now are doing it without any leadership. You know, some of the moderates out there, Mousavi and the others, they have basically told these folks, hey, stop rioting in the streets, stop doing this. But they can't control them.
Right, but just keep in mind, I mean, you could do the same thing to America when we're protesting in the streets, and you could paint it as a horrible picture of violence and chaos and hatred against our government. You got to remember that Iran is a democracy. You know, they do vote. It's not a brutal dictatorship where there's, you know, one guy. I won't say it's a perfect democracy, but there are various groups of people who can put pressure on who runs the country. Can they change it out of being a theocracy? Probably not. But the point is that there are escape valves within Iran.
Well, I saw a statistic a few years ago, FBI statistics, about 25,000 Americans are killed every year in either knife fights, gun battles, whatever, 25,000 people. So if you were in another country and you saw a headline that said 25,000 Americans killed in battle on our homeland, on our land, you'd think that we were in the middle of a major disaster, a civil war, wouldn't you?
Well, you sure. All you got to do is watch our TV shows. They're all about murder and mayhem.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. I mean, we like to pick fights with Iran. I mean, Iran has diplomatic relationships with everybody on this planet except us and Israel. And obviously they have a major problem with Israel's formation and creation, and we have a major problem with them ever since they took over our embassy back in 79. So we've always stuck it to Iran, and we've never really tried to sit down and say, okay, how can you be our ally? We get into bed with some pretty strange people, a lot stranger than Iran, like Pakistan. And for some reason, we just have this obsession with Iran. And Iran is a democracy. It's no better or worse than many other countries on this planet. But it does have a lot of oil. And it seems like we always like to pick fights with big countries that have oil.
Would you try to work out relations with Iran, or would you still stay a little tough on them?
No, you know, I look at Iran a little differently. You got to remember, as a nation of Persians, as a Shia sort of enclave, it's an unusually paranoid country.
Yeah.
But it's a very sophisticated country, and it's a very well-developed country, considering, you know, the income it has. It's wholly dependent on selling their oil to keep alive. They have major problems with unemployment. They do want to do more things, but they're just paranoid. And the worst thing you can do with paranoid countries is make them more paranoid. And they have good reason to be paranoid, of course. But can you imagine being Iran and surrounded by Americans on Iraq and on Afghanistan side and wondering, okay, when are they coming into our country?
Yeah, absolutely. Would the country, work better without the mullahs?
Yes and no. I mean, most developing countries have very simplistic, draconian leadership, which gets them out of the Stone Age and into the... But, you know, Iran is not a Stone Age country. It's actually quite a sophisticated country.
Sure.
I would say, no, religion in Iran has a special position. And just like Italy has the Pope, I mean, I wouldn't try to change the way they think. That could be a disaster. What I would do is open more bridges so that they would be more moderate. And I think that's the tough part, is what is moderate.
Would you allow them to continue to work on their nuclear program?
I would say yes. You know, I'd always like to think that if you work with someone and you monitor what they do and you tell them that as soon as you weaponize this product, you will have it bombed into fine dust.
So you would be that staunch with them?
Of course.
All right. Okay.
I mean, it's unfair because there's many countries that have nuclear weapons that shouldn't have them, but it's just this particular case, because of their proximity to Israel and the fact they could launch these things and they like to yell and scream, you know, nasty things at Israel, we see it as a tinderbox, you know, for a major conflict. So we try to say, well, Israel can have nuclear weapons, but you can't have them, which is unfair, but that's just our foreign policy.
Adam Lothar of the New York Times basically says this administration has screwed up the Iranian situation. Would you agree with that?
I think they're busy doing other things. They haven't paid a lot of attention to it.
I guess maybe that's how they screwed it up, by not paying attention to it.
Well, you know, it's funny. We have a lot of troops in that area. And we're messing around in Iraq, and we're messing around in Afghanistan. We should have a pretty clear idea of what we want to do with Iran, and we should communicate that to the American public. I don't think having a relationship like they're Cuba, where we just sort of keep tightening sanctions, and we keep calling them names, and we keep threatening them, is very helpful.